Isaiah chapter 5. It's a glorious chapter. Just look in one verse this morning, just for a few minutes. A few things I'd like to bring up at this time. I've titled this, Gird Up Now Thy Loins. Gird Up Now Thy Loins. We're spiritual folk. We live in a natural world. And regardless of what some people may think or say, we have to do natural things. We've got to feed this body. We've got to feed it with food. We've got to breathe natural air, things that God created. So there are natural things that we have to do in this life. It's kind of like I preached a long time ago. I don't know where we ever got the idea that we're going to all go to heaven and we're going to be a bunch of, it's going to be filled with a bunch of little Jesuses. That's not the way it's going to be. We're going to recognize each other, and we're going to have different personalities. We're going to have different gifts, and not necessarily in the natural realm, because I have not seen or the things where we're going to be. Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 16 says, "But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness." Amen. Now truly this is so. And I'm here to tell you that we, you and I, must bear the ensign of our faith. We must sell our garments and buy a sword. Now it's one of the things that few men of God even know anything about. I sent that scripture to a man this morning, Luke 22:36. Jesus said, buy a sword. You remember?
Yes.
Go buy a sword. We were talking about this big sword here this morning. And I find so few that even know any, and then they'll try to pawn that thing off and try to say, well, let me tell you, I don't need to know. Well, I know exactly what it means. Because probably Peter, he cut off an ear. And you don't cut off an ear with thoughts and that sort of thing, you see. Two of the most godly men of the latter days did exactly that. And a lot more. There's a blog that I read by a man that lives in Taiwan. The good China. Taiwan. Okay. And he's been away from the States now for 10 years, you see. And he was talking about that one of his, he's had a relative that fought in every war that has been. You okay? You want to go back to mommy? Okay.
Loud up here, isn't it?
And he was talking about the Battle of Trenton when Washington on Christmas Day they rode over and they whooped the British. And in the second battle of the Second Battle of Trenton, one of his relatives, one of his great great grandfather, he was killed. His blood was shed. I think I'm seventh generation Texan. And we've been, I've had a relative in every, the Texas independence. And I've got a relative that died for the, in the War of Northern Aggression. He died for the South. And my grandfather, he fought in World War I. My dad was over in my uncle's in World War II. And then I had an uncle that was Korea, and I was in the Vietnam era. Men of war, do you see? Men of war. And these godly men that always come to my mind, I've read a book. I mean, been give you that book, brother, for you to read. It's several volumes. It's a biography of Robert E. Lee, and it was written in the 30s before the things started getting tainted. And I'm going to tell you that besides the Bible itself, now listen, I've never read of a more godly man than Robert E. Lee. It was incredible. I don't know preachers that live like he did.
Wow.
And Stonewall Jackson. I mean, I don't know anybody today that could tie their shoelace. And now they're considered the dregs of the earth, you see. Godly men far beyond anything that we find today. They fought for a flag. They fought for a cause. They fought for an ensign. And all these things they fought for today declared hate. You see. Soon the Texas flag. We have a flag over Texas. They just changed the Mississippi flag. I have a son that was born in Mississippi. I lived at least six years in the state of Mississippi. And soon the Texas flag, the Alamo itself, if it hadn't been for some patriots recently, they'd go destroy the Alamo, you see. And they'll all be deemed hate. Well, where's it going to end? When's it going to end? You were talking about, brother, about those men yesterday in New Mexico. And if you see not these things as the cause of the Lord, now I'm talking about standing up. I'm talking about standing up against evil. See, I don't know where we ever got the idea that Christians are a bunch of little sheep walking around. And he said, but that's not what he was talking about. Somebody has to fight, and somebody has to shed blood. And if you think that God's never shed blood, you've never read the book.
Right. Man of war.
When the final bloodshed is going to be to the bridle.
Yeah.
You know how deep that is? Blood to the bridle of a horse. Since when do God's people not go to war? That's what I'm asking you today. Since when do God's people not go to war? I know we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We're talking about a spiritual battle. But I'm talking about in the natural. I eat food. I breathe air. I move my two physical legs and I get from point A to point B. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Wouldn't be here today. I'm looking at flesh and blood. You're looking at flesh and blood. You see? Since when do God's people not go to war? I'm asking you. You see, we've skewed judgment and righteousness, and that's the problem. We wouldn't be having this conversation without the shed blood of godly men and women.
True.
We wouldn't be here this morning in this meeting.
That's right.
You see, the shed blood of patriots. We wouldn't even be a nation or a state.
That's right.
It wouldn't be happening, you see. Our forefathers took up arms for much less than what we face today. They took the guns in your country. Said they could have a shotgun or something to go whatever. Took the guns, and like sheep, they go, here's my gun. Are you going to do that? Are you going to do that? Because then they're going to want your Bible.
That's right.
And then they're going to want your children.
And your wife.
And your wife.
Yes.
You see. You know, in the old, they'd put a bullet in their wife before they let the savages have them. And they did it because they loved them. And if you've ever read anything about the Comanches, unheard of things, right? Remember the book I gave you, brother. Things you can't speak of. You see, today our children, they're not taught the things of the Lord. You know what they cry? Peace. Peace. Everything. In my day, I'm a 60s. Peace. We'd walk around and we go, peace. Peace, brother. Peace, you see. But those that were far before us, like the men we talked about a while ago, they were immersed in the tenets of God. And they cried, liberty or death. Give me liberty or give me death. So these things are your choice. The current so-called virus that's around. And these masks. I look at all those things. That's a revealing thing of character. I told a man the other day, I said, yeah, I like those masks because I was wondering how we were going to differentiate. In the Civil War, they had the blue and the gray. And I didn't know who am I going to shoot at and who's going to be shooting at me. Well, pretty much the masked people is the way I know some of them, you know. But, I mean, the blue and the gray was brother against brother, you see. So, if you think I'll wear a mask to buy and sell, I won't. Now, I've got a bandana I put on, but I wear that thing when I bush hog. And I went to a store the other day, and I always have a toothpick, and I had that thing drooped down below my mouth. I wasn't even covered. Nobody said a word to me. But me and the boy, we wear a bandana anyway. I used to play in a band, and we wore a bandana, and I go out and shred on the tractor, and I wear a bandana. That's not a big deal. When I see somebody with a mask, I walk into places, and I hold my head. I don't have any money. You see, I think I'm going to get robbed, you know. Now, I'm not against a mask for health care. I'm glad that those guys that operate on you, that operated on Sister Joan, man, I'm glad I hope that they had their hands washed and had the rubber gloves on and had a mask on. I understand that it makes perfect. A natural man can figure out things like that, Brother David.
Yeah.
But it's apparent to me that most people, and I'm talking about people that are in churches, they know nothing about the God of the Bible. If you think that he's not a God of war, you've never read the book.
That's right.
He's a God of war. There was war in heaven before the earth was ever formed.
That's right.
As soon as Lucifer was created, there was war. And as soon as one man differs from another, there's war. And it can be in marriage, it can be in the workplace, and it's sure in the church. You spoke of it a while ago. It's the first place that it rears its head is in the church and in the so-called people of God. What do we got to say? I think, man, you better duck. Because it's fixing to be a war.
Yes.
Because you think, and I think, and he thinks, and she thinks, and there's fixing to be a war, you see. So, God, when he comes back, I don't understand how people not know. The Bible says, 2 Thessalonians, he's coming back in flaming fire.
That's what he said.
Taking vengeance, Jesus Christ the Lord, that they portray as a little blonde boy with blue eyes, and he's coming back in vengeance, excuse me, in flaming fire to take vengeance. On who?
His enemy.
Those that obey not his word, that don't obey him. Now you raised a bunch of youngins.
Yeah.
Did you ever take vengeance on the ones that didn't obey you?
Right.
Amen. That's one of the problems today, you see. We had the Amish, what the girl remembers well. We had the Amish amongst us for a while, Brother Robert. Had these Amish people. And you have all these mental thoughts about, Brother David is talking about mental images and things, about the Amish people. And they, you know, were any of the, and we used to, you know, almost fantasize about, oh boy, to live this clean life. And, you know, was it like that?
Not at all.
Not at all. Man, I can't tell you all the things they cheated us. You see. They wouldn't fight. I'll never forget that. They won't fight, you see. But they'll take welfare.
Yeah.
They'll take welfare. They'll take what other men shed blood for.
Yeah.
You see. But you see, liberty, like a vineyard, like when God speaks, it's got to be preserved. You've got to preserve that thing, you see. Must be tilled and watered like a garden. Jefferson said, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. He said, that old man, he's up there, you're just preaching about. No, I don't know, maybe you're not paying attention. I'm talking about today. I'm talking about, it's here. I told a man yesterday, a godly man that I've had some association with. I said, "Brother, how you been?" And we greeted each other. And I said, "Man, you open that Bible now, and it's like that cell phone. It's today. It's right now. Sometimes we used to read about these things, but now it's here. It's in front of us, you see." But you speak of these things, they say, "Oh no, not Christians." Then we'll go. The Amish said that they, you know, you go join the Quakers. There's a lot of so-called peace groups, you see. But you see, the problem, we've been too long at ease in Zion. And the enemy has come in like, we've let the enemy come in like a flood. Listen, I hear those old preachers, man, it seems like 100 years ago, even a Lester Roloff, brother, you remember? Yeah. And you and I remember like it was, what? And he stood in the gap for what, I'm not telling you I agreed or disagreed, I'm telling you he stood in the gap for what he believed.
Yeah. Wouldn't take a license.
Take a license. He stood in the gap for what he believed. Went to jail.
Yeah.
They locked him up. They locked up Brother James down in Paraguay.
Yeah.
They stood in the gap. You see. Had some men tell me, "Well, man, if you don't wear a mask," I said, "Well, find me." As Brother James would say, "What do I care?" "Well, find me." "Well, if you get enough fines, well, lock me up." You say, "No, I don't want to be locked up. It probably won't be a pleasant deal. It won't be a very good ordeal." One of the problems, see, I spent 8 years in the military. I think that every man child in the United States should have to do time in the military, at least 2 years, a year and a half, a year. Man, six weeks of basic training would change most of them.
That's right.
Just get some of that in there, you see. We've been at ease in Zion too long. We've become like women. We've become weak as water. You know, the Baptists, they'll take up a knife and fork, but they won't take up a sword. And a lot more just like them, you see. You see our text. How is God exalted? In judgment. How is he sanctified? And if you don't believe that men like Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee are such, then you've not read history. History's gone. I saw the article, Melissa actually read it. And they went through, interviewed all these college kids, and ask them what, yesterday was the 4th of July, and ask, what's the 4th? They didn't know.
Wow.
Their professors, the men that, women that teach them, didn't know.
No, isn't that something? My soul.
Independence Day.
Unbelievable.
They didn't, but that's part of the plan. Just what he spoke of a while ago, Satan, he wants to skew the Bible. They want to skew history. You see? And I know not one today able to carry the banner of those type men. I pray that they'll rise up. I don't know where they come from. I tell people all the time, I said, "Look, I'm over 70 years old. Red Chinese will have to be marching down Washington Avenue in Beeville, Texas before I, you know." But I, many years ago, how long? 10 years ago, 15, I tell the young men in the congregation, I said, it's you men, it's you young men. And if you don't get a hold of this thing, that boy will never know what you knew.
Right.
If you don't get a hold of that thing. Hate, they call it. What do you think they call this book? A God who hates sodomites and liars and the like. I said he hates them. He hates the workers, not the works of iniquity. You see? He said, spoke it, we're going to cast them in the lake of fire. A God who hates the workers of iniquity. Oh, but he loves the sinner but hates the sin. Son, if there's no sinner, there's no sin. Sin is abstract. I said we're talking about natural things. a living God who make a scourge of whips. And he cleaned out the church.
Yes.
Didn't he?
Yeah, beat them over.
But they don't preach about that.
No.
They like to. They want to sissify our Lord. And I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
A walking, living God who said, buy a sword before he left the earth. He's getting ready to go. And he said, I'll leave you a comforter. And he said, you might sell that coat and go get you a sword. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah.
How many times you heard that preach?
Brother James.
Amen. Anybody? Nowhere else.
That's right.
It's like they take out. See, that it's like politically correct news. It's the way they, and that's what we've done. And over a period of time, like I've always said, and I'm not against this, but if all you have about children is their color in Noah's Ark and a coloring book, the armor of God, and their color in a soldier, looks like a Roman soldier, he's not learning anything about the armor of God and what it truly is, you see. We'll wear a mask to so-called keep out a virus, and all the while allow an unclean thing into our own home, into our own body, what you spoke of earlier.
Yes.
We'll wear a mask to keep out a virus, but we won't keep the unclean thing out, you see. Mm-hmm. All you got to do, that little piece of plastic, a little piece of plastic. In the past 20 years, I've done more counseling over one sin, brother, pornography. What, when we were boys, we used to have to sneak a look behind the counter, and it was covered in brown paper to get a peek at. All they got to do is punch a button.
That's right.
And Pandora will come right on out.
Over 3 million pages.
It's unbelievable.
Yep.
And I used to know the statistic, you see. But, there's a virus, and we go throw a mask on, you see. Are we not to use righteous judgment? That's what God said. What's the other? Judge not. The Amish used to tell it all the time. I said, where did you read that? What on God's earth book said that? He said to use righteous judgment, and the judgment you use shall be used against you. You see? Do nothing sheep, don't utilize righteous judgment. The Baptists love to tout the so-called, and you folks have heard me say this many times, the so-called Great Commission. God never told me to do that. Did y'all know that? God never told me to do that. He might have told Brother David. He never told me. Most of the people that love, and the Baptists love to tout the Great Commission, and they've never baptized anybody. Paul said, I guess Paul didn't get the word on the Great Commission, because he said, I never baptized any of you. Jesus was talking to 12 Jew boys. Now, are we to spread? Yeah, of course we are. But you see, we take things and we put it out of context. And we use it for our own pet doctrines, you see. Ever met anybody that's been into all the world? No. Those boys back then could almost go to all the world and they didn't even have a vehicle, you see. Every place you went, you either had to walk or maybe a boat or an ass or a camel, you see. We're dogs. That's what Jesus called me and you. Dogs. Thank God every dog has his day by the grace of God, you see. You see, and this is the point. We've taken the fear out of God. We've taken the fear out of God. I didn't grow up in church. I grew up in honky-tonks. And I had the fear of God in me. And those men on those bar stools had the fear of God. Were they weak? Yeah, they weren't converted. That's what I expect an unconverted man to do. That's why we have law. I used to tell those men in jail, go get you all the liquor or whores, whatever your weakness is, get you a snoot full of it, because that's all you're ever going to get if you don't get converted by the grace of God. That's their nature. You see, we've taken the fear of God away. We're raising spoiled children where all is okay. All is forgiven. And that's what's preached in the church. Well, that's okay. Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Has God changed? Those men of old, you know what happened? They fall on their faces, become like water. Melissa's favorite said, he said, I couldn't even raise up my eyes. You see. Today he's portrayed as a man, the man Christ Jesus. Now let me tell you something. We're not to worship the man. We're to worship God. He's no longer the man. He's the King of Kings. And he's the Lord of Lords. And as I told a fellow the other day, he's not the man upstairs. That's one of the most blasphemous things. You may as well use the Lord's name in vain. He is not the man upstairs.
Amen.
He's not the big guy. He is Lord God Almighty.
That's right.
You see. And if you're his today, I'd ask you. If a man comes to see me, I like things. I like to, you know what KISS it means, brother? You know KISS, have you ever heard that acronym? Keep it simple, stupid. Keep it simple, stupid. And so men come to me with all sorts of maladies and all sorts of things. And I said, look, all I can tell you is what God told Job. Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I'll demand of thee. And that's what we need to do. God made us men. We're yet on this earth. We're men. I can't levitate. I've known some men who thought they could. I'm a man. Make no mistake, the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment and sanctified in righteousness.
Amen.
He declared, if you remember in Isaiah, and you mentioned this a while ago in the fifth chapter of the book of Isaiah, and I believe this has happened. He said he'd take away the hedge of his vineyard. Every morning when I pray for a hedge about us, about our body here. God, please keep the hedge about us.
Amen, brother.
You see. They, the U.S. Embassy in Russia. Did y'all see that? Putin's got more brains. That fellow Putin that runs Russia, he got more brains than almost every congressman and senator over here. He was making fun of the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. They're flying the rainbow flag for lesbians and queers and perverts. Yeah, on the embassy in Russia. Now, you know what that shows? That shows weakness.
It really does.
And so I'm a man of war and the Assyrians, and this whole book's about that, by the way. In Jesus' time, he was under Roman rule.
Paul too.
And Paul. And that's never going to end. That's something that we have to live with and we have to make decisions about. Men have to make decisions. Am I going to fight this thing, or am I going to do this? Am I going to fight? And there has to, and I told you, there has to be a line like Travis drew at the Alamo. It's okay. You see, if the abortion, I preached this a long time ago. Your dad was in the service, so I remember it well. It's okay that, it's not okay, but they're doing abortions in, not in Beeville, but in Corpus. And maybe they come to Beeville, now they're killing babies in abortion. That's okay. It's not okay, but it's not out here. But what if they buy that house over there and start doing abortions? Where's your line? Every man's got to have a line. I'm grateful for the verse he read a while ago in Hebrews. And I'm grateful that the Lord said, let not your heart be troubled.
Amen.
Yes.
But we need a charge. We were talking, David said, well, give me Goliath. He said, well, Abathar said, well, I've got Goliath. So he said, well, give it to me. He said, there's none like it. Give me that sword. It didn't matter. He probably had a hard time lifting that thing. He lifted it as a boy when he took Goliath's head off with it. Probably wasn't his first choice, but he said, give it to me. A sword. One of the sword of the Word of God, you see. So, that's where we are. And if you think that thing can't happen, it can happen tomorrow or the next day on the way to Mexico.
That's right.
Going through a border. It can. It's happening down there. Things happening down there that are unbelievable.
That's right.
Unbelievable. So where do you stand? Where do you stand? God's going to be exalted in judgment. Aren't you grateful for judgment?
Amen.
I mean, really, aren't you grateful for judgment?
Amen.
Not the Supreme Court. That's not judgment. And that God is sanctified, Amen. Separated in righteousness.